Blog Talk Radio.
And now on Blog Talk Radio, you're listening to Wine Talk with Stu the Wine Guru.
Welcome to Wine Talk for tonight, Wednesday, June 6th, 2012. It's 11 p.m. Eastern, and I'm your host, Stu the Wine Guru, coming to you live from beautiful Coral Springs, Florida, as I always do. As you know, I'll take your calls anytime during the show at 1-646-381-4860 or email me your questions at info@stuthewineguru.com. You can also go into my chat room here on the show page and chat with other wine enthusiasts or tweet me any questions you like to @StuTheWineGuru on Twitter, and I'll read them live on the show. I want to say thanks to all the listeners globally for getting the word out about the show. Welcome to all of you listening worldwide. I call that the power of the people meets the power of the internet. If you want to find out more about me, just Google Stu the Wine Guru. You can find the websites, videos, magazines, and TV shows I'm currently a part of. Speaking of articles and reviews, I'm writing wine articles and reviews for Yahoo, Examiner.com, simply the best magazine, and I recently inked a deal to be the contributing wine expert for Mode Lifestyles magazine and a host on Mode TV. So look for my first Mode magazine article in the July-August issue coming out soon. Check out my next article in Simply the Best magazine and also the July-August issue, which is a lifestyle magazine available on newsstands, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores. The article I did for July-August for Simply the Best is going to be on finding good wine in hotels. Can you find them? All my wine articles are now available on any smartphone. Just download the Hello Vino app, and you can take my wine reviews and articles with you anywhere you go. Of course, the number to call in is 1-646-381-4860. As I mentioned earlier, if you're shy and you prefer the computer, email me your questions to info@stuthewineguru.com. You can also go on Twitter and tweet your questions to @stuthewineguru, and I'm going to read your questions live right here on the show. Some emails. First one is from Tante Grazie 09 of Venezia, Italy, and it says, Stu, you have a very informative show. Which Italian wines do you enjoy? That's a good question. I'm not really particular on the whites. I do like Vermentino, some Pinot Grigio, and I tend to like the Gavis as well. Really bone dry, like La Scolca, Black Label, really nice. On the red end, I like Amarone. I do like Barolo. I do like a Chianti. Every once in a while, a nice Super Tuscan as a blend. I've always liked the Sangiovese grape. There really isn't there are too many that I don't like in Italian wine, I have to be honest. I really enjoy the full spectrum from the north in Piedmont to even like a Catanau or a Sardegna or a Sicilian, like a Nero d'Avola. You know, those are really nice. So it really runs a spectrum no matter where it comes from, what region it comes from, the north, the south, the east, the west. I like it all. So thank you, Tante Grazie 09. Of Venezia, for your question. I appreciate you sending that in. The next one is from Johan V. of Amsterdam, Netherlands, and it says, what do you think of Spanish wines, and can you recommend an inexpensive one in the $10 to $15 range? Well, first and foremost, I have to say thank you, Johan V. of Amsterdam, Netherlands, for sending in your question. And just to let you know, there's a lot of good Spanish wines right in that price range. I tend to like the Crianzas from Rioja. I like those, the Tempranillo grape. I think it's very versatile, and it stands up to just about any food that you would normally, let's say, have either a cab with or a Malbec or even a Zinfandel. So it's very, very versatile. I like also the Ribera de Duero. You know, some of the wines from there, the Tintos, those are good. And, you know, Grenache, if you want something really light by itself, there's one called Borsal that makes a Grenache that's about, I'm going to say about $8. So it's actually under the $10 range. For a Crianza or let's say a Rioja, a nice Tempranillo, I would say there's one called Viña Zaca, which is really good. That's nice. And that's about a $10 to $11. And then probably, you know, any of the Montesillos, those are good. The Marques de Caceres, those are very good. They make Crianzas as well for if you want Rioja. If, those are really basically you can find, you know, the non-reservas in the $10 to $12 range, maybe a little bit more depending on how old it is and if it's a reserva or not. So, again, Johan V. of Amsterdam, I definitely want to thank you for asking that incredible question about Spanish wines. I also get questions pretty often. I got some emails recently from a regular contributor, someone that often emails me. Her name is, I think, Sue, and she emails from Miami. And she's been asking me lately about Kim Crawford, about Clifford Bay. In fact, she's gone into, I got a recent email of which she went into Costco and found Clifford Bay Sauvignon Blanc for about $8.99. And she wanted to know how it compares to, like, Kim Crawford and some of the other ones out there. And I have to say, for the money, $8.99 is a, you know, great price. Sauvignon Blanc runs a spectrum. I mean, you can spend upwards of, let's say, with a California Sauvignon Blanc, somewhere around $25 to $30, like Cake Bread or Duckhorn. And those are good, taking nothing away from them. However, you know, in California, you can also spend maybe $9.95 and get like a Pellegrini. That's also very good for Sauvignon Blanc. So there's your range there. You know, you don't have to spend an arm and a leg to get a good Sauvignon Blanc, a solid one with good tropical notes on it. And then if you go to New Zealand, you can. You know, Kim Crawfords are always good. They're pretty standard fare, and you know they don't disappoint. Clifford Bay is nice, but there's another one called Whalebone Bay. So if you can find that, those are usually somewhere between the $10 and $12 range. Whalebone Bay is really, really nice. Another one is called New Harbor, again in the $10 range out of New Zealand. Brancott makes one as well that's pretty good, and again in the $10 to $12 range. You basically can find a ton of Sauvignon Blanc in that between $10 and $15. I mean, there's just a wide assortment. Cloudy Bay is another one that's about $27 or so, and that's, you know, it's up there, but it's really, really crisp. It's really light, and it's outstanding. So if you want to go and start spending the big bucks, you can really find some real nice ones on that higher end. And that's typically what I get. I also get questions about Cabot, Pinot Grigio. You know, you find them in the large volume bottles, 1.5 liters, or the 750s. To me, they tend to be a little on the sweeter side. So if you like your Sauvignon Blanc pretty sweet, you can go that route. I don't. I like it to, you know, be lighter with a little bit of oak on it. Typically, Pinot Grigio should be drier than Sauvignon Blanc. And Cabot tends to make it on the sweeter end. So if you're looking for something along those lines, don't go that route. And just speaking about Pinot Grigios for a second, there's a couple that I recommend. You know, everybody goes and buys Santa Margarita. And, you know, it's got a great name. It makes a decent Pinot Grigio. But if you really want to find something under the 20 mark, there's a couple I'll recommend to you. There's one called Commentini. I have mentioned this one a million times. In fact, the first time I was trying to get my wife to drink wine, I started out with whites rather than red, and I had gotten a Riesling. In fact, it was a Willy, W-I-L-L-I, Hog, H-A-A-G, Cabernet Riesling, and it was kind of middle of the road in the sweetness. It's about a, at the time, it was about a $14 or $15 bottle. Now it's about a $17 or maybe $18 bottle of Riesling, but it's really outstanding. And I started with that, and then I stepped into Pinot Grigio from there and gave her Commentini. And I have to say, for the money, it's about an $18 bottle, $17, $18 bottle, but it's probably one of the most consistent Pinot Grigios out of Italy that you can drink. And it's got that, strikes that right balance between enough oak and enough fruit on the finish without being too overdone. It's definitely crisp, it's definitely light, and well worth the $17.95 or $18. So on the higher end, I recommend that. On the lower end, they make one called La Delizia. And you know, if you're going to go and buy the 1.5 volume, you know, bottles, 1.5 liter, I would suggest to you to look for one called La Delizia. You're probably going to spend somewhere between $11 and $12 for a 1.5 liter. But do the math. If you split that in half for $2,750, you're spending about between $5.5 and $6 and change. But you're getting incredible value and quality for that dollar. So I'm going to tell you that go out, and if you're having a party and you need a little bit more Pinot Grigio, rather than buying the $750 bottles and, you know, spending a lot more, you can buy the 1.5 liters, but don't go out and buy Yellowtail. I'm sorry to tell you, but I don't think it's that fantastic. And I'm not much for Cabot. I just don't think that someone that wants Pinot Grigio wants it that sweet. You know, Folinari makes it as well. I would stick to Folinari if you were looking to get Chianti. So I'm just trying to give you a little bit of some guidance in what to look for when you go out to a store and you're looking to buy either the higher volume, the larger volume bottles in certain grape varietals, and in buying the, getting the good value on the 750 milliliters, which is the average size bottle, just so you get an idea. If you're out there and you don't know what a 750 milliliter is, when you walk into a store, almost every bottle that you see is going to be a 750 milliliter. So I'm just going to check real quick while we're here and see if I have any questions from the Twitter sphere, if anybody has sent me anything. I'm taking a quick peek tonight just on the chance, and I'm going to just send it out there while we're talking. And actually, let me just close that and send one out and see what comes back. You know, that's the beauty of a live radio. I'm just tonight, I'm just kind of kicking it old school. I'm taking questions from anybody that's in the in my chat room, and that's what I'm trying to do here. So that this way, if anybody wants to you know, if anybody wants to check out what I'm doing and listening in, they can definitely do so. Upcoming shows, I got some great surprises for everybody. So you just keep listening, and you're going to be hearing some very cool people that are going to be on. I'm just putting it to Twitter. If you guys are on Twitter right now, the link to listening to the show. So you know, definitely want to check that out. Let's see what we got here. I'm just checking something right now. I'm going to copy this link. And then we'll... hold on a second. This happens. You know, that's what the live radio is all about. You know, one... you got to take a couple of seconds to do things. but it's worth it in the end. So let me just. So anybody that's listening and on Twitter, in about 5 seconds, I'm going to have the tweet explaining about where you can get the details and listen in and join me. In addition to that, I'm going to be, at the Florida Concrete Products Association. They've been in business about 50-some-odd years, and they're having a meeting. I will be doing a wine tasting there at the Breakers Hotel. And I have to tell you, I've stayed at the Breakers many times, and I have to tell you, it's an amazing hotel. Well worth going to. It's got a lot of history behind it. It's got phenomenal food that you can get. The grounds are beautiful. And if you're looking for a wine list that will knock your socks off and a master sommelier, a woman who's one of, I want to say there's 120 or so master sommeliers in the world, and she's one of 18 women out of that 120 master sommeliers that exist. So that's Virginia, by the way. And you could not go wrong. You can't find a bad bottle, and you can't have a bad meal at the Breakers. So if you're going to be in the South Florida area, in Palm Beach or West Palm Beach for that matter, you definitely want to stay at the Breakers. You can go on to the Breakers Hotel and look it up in online and check out all the information. And during the summer, it's a great time to go. So, I mean, I know you get great deals there. So check it out. So in the meantime, just join me on my show and listen in here. And I'm also ready to send me questions. Tweet me questions now. Perfect. I love the Twitter sphere. And my tweets. There we go. Alrighty. So, in addition to that, I've been getting a lot of emails about doing in-home wine tastings, doing them on yachts, doing them pre-flight on jets, private jets. And I am working on all that. I tell you, it's pretty amazing the requests that I've been getting as of lately. And I really appreciate it. And I'm handling them as they come in here. I think doing a pre-flight wine tasting on a private jet is awesome. And I'm looking forward to doing my first one, as well as pre-launch or on a yacht as you're traveling through Florida or anywhere. That's another thing. Also, I wanted to just back up and Wines by Wives. And if you remember, I had on Tamara Barney and Vicki Gumbelson of the Real Housewives of the OC a couple weeks back, somewhere in that vicinity. Anyway, we were talking about the Wines by Wives, which is their wines club, whereby you go on and you can they'll send you wines, and the monthly amount that you pay, it goes towards different charities and such. And you can drink with different celebrities that they have each week. The celebrities will make recommendations, as well as they will, as to what wines they you should be picking up from the different quality wine vineyards that are participating. So I just wanted you guys to go to www.winesbywives.com. Check it out. Get involved. It's a great concept. I've always thought it was a pretty amazing idea. I don't know why someone hadn't done it earlier and sooner, but it's a good cause. It's a good way of drinking wine and also giving towards charity. So go again, www.winesbywives.com. Check out Tamara, check out Vicki, and if you watch The Real Housewives of the OC, now you can be interactive with them in that you can see what they're doing and participate, with wine. And I'm all about participating with wine, anything, drinking it, learning about it, and experiencing it in any way you can via vineyard or anything else along those lines. So my pick of the week, I'll have to tell you, I've tasted this recently, and I have to say, for the money, it's one of the best cabs going for the money. It's the Jordan 2008 Cabernet Sauvignon. And I've had John on before, and pretty amazing guy. Started out, his parents started the vineyard when he was born. And so he and the vineyard have been celebrating over the past year, and it'll be this whole year, his 40th birthday and their 40th anniversary of making wine and having the vineyard. And it is so obvious that they make such incredible wine that you have to go out, you have to grab a bottle. It's about $40. It's probably between 40 and 45. You'll find it somewhere in that vicinity in your local wine store. But definitely try the 2008 Jordan Cab. Outstanding. Really, really good. And the cool thing about it is if you wanted to lay it down and bottle age it for a while, you could, and try it in another 5, 6, 7 years. Here's what I suggest to everybody. Go out there and buy a case. You have the cash, or buy a couple of them. Let's just say, you want to splurge a little bit and spend like maybe a couple hundred dollars. All right? Buy as many as you can buy for that, and put some down and bottle age them, and the others drink now and enjoy with your friends. You'll thank me for doing so, because a couple years from now when you go to open up that bottle, whether it's 5 or 10 years from now when you go to open that bottle, it's going to be incredible, and it's good drinking now. So Jordan Cab, go check it out. Other upcoming things, as I mentioned about the Simply the Best article that's coming out on where to find great hotels to enjoy wine in. Mode Magazine, the first article I have coming out is about wine and the history of it. So that will be also something to look forward to. And then Mode TV, that I'll be appearing on. It's on the ION Network as well as the Fox Business Channel. So check that out. And that should be coming up within the next month or so. So those are little notes here. I'm just checking out to see if we got any tweets or any more emails that we're going to go over. Let's see. Anything here? Doesn't look like tonight's going to be one of those nights where I'm just going to, do the show and just mention about upcoming things. So we've talked about Mode. We've talked about Simply the Best. The radio show, as I mentioned, keep listening week to week. I've got some interesting guests that are upcoming. And as I mentioned, I'm still going to be doing the in-home wine tastings. Check out Wines by Wives. I think that's basically it. I'm just going to check some email here just to see if we have any other emails that have come in the interim. And anybody that wants to ask questions, and checking that out. Yeah, it looks like it. Yep. Let's see what you said here. I got an email here. Let's see what this looks like. I guess not. It's not coming up. And well, at this point, anyway, all righty, guys. Well, I'm going to wrap up the show tonight on that note. If you need to get in touch with me, you can email me at info@stewthewineguru.com. I want to tell everybody thank you for the great feedback, both on Twitter, on Facebook, on social media. On the NBC Miami Nonstop Channel show, Nonstop Foodies, My segment is called Your Wine List. Now airs nationally as well as locally 5 days a week. Check your local listings and channels. Down here in South Florida, it's Advanced Cable Channel 133 and Comcast Channel 216. Very proud of this project because it's an NBC show. Keep reading Simply the Best on newsstands all over. For more of my wine articles and reviews, look for my featured wine articles in Mode Lifestyles Magazine worldwide. Watch me on Mode TV, coming to, as I mentioned, Fox Business Channel and Ion Network Television. I've also done some interviews for Rai Television in Italy, the Midlife Road Trip Show, and Key West Kitchen. These links are posted on my website, www.stewthewineguru.com. As I mentioned, I'm answering your requests for in-home wine tastings here in South Florida and setting up my schedule to host them as time permits. Keep your requests coming. I promise, no matter where you are, if you have a request, I'll try to see if I can make it happen. I've got some other TV things coming up that are really interesting, so keep peeled for your eyes peeled on TV. Keep listening to the radio show because I will update you as to where you can watch me and when you can watch me. Like I said, if you have any questions about the show, you can email them to info@stewthewineguru.com. You can go to my website as well at www.stewthewineguru.com. Click on the link for all my wine articles, videos, and to listen to archived wine talk shows. As I always say, if it's time to pour the wine, it's time for Stew the Wine Guru. Drink up, good night, and good wine.
Now on Blog Talk Radio.